Hello and welcome to this presentation. I want to introduce to you the Fusion language, which is a new minimalistic language for safety critical systems. Some of my background, you can read that from the slides. So I have done a lot of stuff in the programming languages and compilers area. The motivation for Fusion is we see that more and more languages are getting more and more overloaded with more concepts like classes, methods, interfaces, constructors, traits, records, structs, packages, values, and so on. And that makes it harder to work with those languages and harder to verify their correctness. So Fusion started from the idea to introduce a single concept to cover the features of most what these other languages features provide. And instead of having the developer choose what construct to use, it should be the compiler or static tools that have become more powerful that can make these decisions for the developer. And furthermore, more and more systems nowadays are safety critical, so we need to ensure the correctness of these systems. A short summary on the Fusion language. Fusion uses the concept of a fusion feature as its main concept. It is statically typed. It is object-oriented. It has inheritance and redefinition. It uses value types by default, but it also has dynamic reference types. And it encourages immutability. And it tries to offload tasks and decisions from the developer towards automatic tools. Fusion is backed by a small company, Tokiwa, based in Karlsruhe, Germany, where currently we have a small team of three working on the language. We are hiring and, of course, also searching for funding. Let me give you a short introduction to safety critical systems. Here, just taken from Wikipedia, a safety critical system is a system whose failure or malfunction may result in death or serious injury to people, loss or severe damage to equipment or property, or environmental harm. And very often, such safety critical systems, if software is involved, require certification towards standards like IEC 61508 or DO178C and so on, depending on what domain they are used in. But there are many applications like a simple messenger that would not need any certification, but you can very easily imagine situations where the proper functioning of something as simple as a messenger app becomes safety critical and someone's life might depend on the proper functioning. So we are more and more depending on safety critical systems, even though they are not all classified as